This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We're talking this week, all week, about the reasons that really painful, difficult times can come into our lives. And sometimes we sort of have one pet reason that we always go to. Oh, it must mean that God doesn't love me, or God's punishing me for the bad things I've done, or whatever. But in reality, there are a number of different reasons we may be experiencing pain in our lives. One is that it may be from God because he's trying to get your attention and draw you back so you stop forgetting him and leaving him out of your life and start building your relationship with him again. Because when the hard times come, you start saying, God, help me. I need your help. And you start communicating with him again. And God wants you to build your relationship with him. He knows it's the most important thing in your life. And so sometimes God allows those difficult times into our lives to get us to turn back to him. We saw secondly that actually these difficult times often are just part of living in this fallen world. Paul tells us in Romans 8, both this world and our bodies, even as believers, are fallen, right? Until we're glorified and God gives us new bodies, or when Jesus returns and makes a new heavens and a new earth, until that day comes, it's just part of living in this fallen world that we experience the fallenness of this world and of our bodies, so that calamities happen. Trees fall on houses. Bad storms come. People die in tsunamis. Children are born with diseases in their bodies. These things aren't punishment from God. They're not a lack of God's love. They are part of the consequence of living in this fallen world, which is what happened when we sinned against God way back at the very beginning. A third reason is the Bible tells us we are all sinners. And very often, the pain we're experiencing in our lives comes just as a natural consequence of the choices we make. We make sinful, ungodly choices, perhaps in our business, and it's discovered by the government, and you get all sorts of problems coming out of that. And this is part of the consequences of choices you make. Sometimes the negative things we experience in relationships are the consequences of the choices we've made in those relationships that are wrong and sinful ways of responding to people. The great thing is God will forgive us. And when God forgives us, it gives us the security in our inner being to actually go to those other people and ask them for forgiveness as well. That can be so difficult, can't it? And yet it brings such healing when you ask forgiveness for someone. Yes, no doubt they've wronged you as well. But there's so much healing that happens when you ask forgiveness just for your part of what happened. Whether they ask forgiveness or not, that's up to them. But you take the first step and do what's right. Well, we see next that we also have an enemy in this world. And here's what Peter tells us in the Bible, in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5. It says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety upon him, because he cares for you." Then listen to verse 8. "Be of sober spirit." That is, take life seriously. "Be on the alert. Your adversary, your enemy, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." No, Satan is not the caricature that we see sometimes, red with the horns and the tail with a fork on the end of it and a pitchfork. That's a caricature. But Satan is very real. And he's in this world, and he is opposed to what God is trying to do in your life. And he will bring pressure into your life to try and tempt you to distrust God and turn away from him, just as he brought to that first man and woman in the garden. So sometimes a satanic attack is there behind the difficult times you're experiencing. And if you come to God and make your relationship right with God, then God will defend and protect you against any attacks of the devil. Get your life right with God today. I'm John North.